We've assembled a round table on this Victory Monday, starting with Jim Donovan, the play-by-play voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon, his partner in the radio booth, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. I'll start with you, Jim. I think the Browns made a statement. The statement is we win with defense around here, and in the AFC North, that's a good thing to have as your identity.
Boy, you're right. I firmly believe that, Vic, now, and I've been wondering what signs we were going to see that the Browns, you know, were moving in the right direction and which direction that would be. And I thought I was fooled a little bit or misread it, because I thought they would be, you know, progressively better on offense because they made so many big and early picks on offense the last couple of years. But now I can definitely see it. I mean, I saw it on the field really throughout the year, but certainly in the last three or four games, that the Browns have now started to build a very, very good young defense that, if kept together, should be the real calling card of when they're going to win each and every Sunday.
And the national perception, Doug, of this game obviously is, what's wrong with the Steelers? What did they do wrong to lose this game? That became clearly what I could see today is the bigger story than the Browns winning it. But that said, I think the way the Browns played defensively, even if the Steelers had Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback, and I'm not saying it, I'm not predicting what the outcome would have been, but that defensive performance would have made a difference, I think, in a game, no matter who was out there for Pittsburgh at quarterback.
Well, I think you got to look at the game the way it started. You know, and you're going, okay, you know, this is the Steelers out to try to hand you your lunch. But those kids that, you know, that people say, you know, have they quit? No, they haven't quit. They played their butts off. And, maybe they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger, but that's still the number one defense in the league, and they put up 20 points against them. Yeah, they got 8 turnovers, but that doesn't mean that every one was in the red zone. And I give the team a lot of credit, and the coaching staff for, you know, getting them wired for the game so that they could go out there and, you know, really defensively, as you say, they played a heck of a game. And the other part of the defense, you know, the Steelers came in number 2 in the league in third down conversions. They were like 1 of 9, which is about as ugly as you can get.
Do you see Deacon light up when you said, what's wrong with the Steelers? He's loving every second of this, isn't he?
Well, you know, Tom, Doug this morning called 1-800-FLOWERS to send up a nice bouquet over there.
Yeah.
Hope you're feeling better.
I'll follow up on what Jimmy said. Defense is what this team is all about. I think we saw it, you know, 2 weeks ago with the 7 sacks at Dallas, and then just followed up yesterday with some real nice hits, you know, guys rapping and tackling hard. And, you know, everybody want to talk about, you know, 4 running backs all putting the ball on the ground. Well, I think there's a reason for that. And I think this defensive line, which is really, in my mind, you know, we wondered about it for a few years, it's become the strength of this team now. I mean, there's depth there, and now with these two big boys inside, they can really do a lot of things.
They can, and, you know, I don't know that I have that huge a problem with hearing, with the idea that, well, they got 8 turnovers, therefore there should have been more offensive production. That makes sense. We get that.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure that I'm troubled by the fact that defense is driving the train, because I do think, as I look at the offense and still looking at the fact that it is a rookie at quarterback, at least foreseeably, I know we've got to talk about his concussion issue and what that might involve regarding the Oakland game and going forward. But that said, it's still the offense can catch up to this, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. And they're so young over there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so young in so many critical spots. I mean, right tackle, quarterback, running back, couple of receivers, you know, really a kind of a rookie tight end. I mean, Jordan Cameron is really, you know, playing for the first time this year. You know, he got in a little bit last year. But, you know, the other thing to look at is, and the real sign of it is, that teams used to come in here and have career running days against the Browns. If you trace back, anytime they would show a running back on ESPN or on the NFL Network, and they would say, you know, Ray Rice, and it would always be against the Browns.
Yeah.
Jamal Lewis broke the rushing record against the Browns.
Yeah.
And that's not happening now this year, but certainly in the last few weeks, the Browns are not allowing anybody to run on them, and that is a great sign.
Well, you talked about the sacks down in Dallas and the turnovers against Pittsburgh. I think you got to flip it over and say, well, maybe our offensive line is a lot better than those two teams, because both those teams have struggled. I mean, Dallas was patching theirs up. Pittsburgh had to patch theirs up yesterday. We've got 4 out of 5 that have played every snap.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And haven't we said for a long time that this would be the formula for success?
Right.
Have a solid running game, have a defense, make it tough at home, so when teams come in here, and right. hopefully you're playing playoff games in late December and January, you know, you win these kind of 20-17, 20-14 ball games.
Lest we forget, that was the number one ranked defense that the Browns faced yesterday, a number one pass defense. So, I mean, running the ball 29 times and getting, say, only 2.9 yards per carry, not a day to be proud of statistically, but it showed persistence. It's the type of formula for a game like, even with 8 turnovers, it's the type of formula of knockdown, drag out, grind it out.
And as Jimmy touched upon, it is a young offensive group, and I really thought the touchdown pass that Whedon threw to Cameron was a huge moment for this team. You know, with all the troubles they've had in the red zone, I think they were 0 for 5 on third downs before that completion. That was a real building block moment.
Well, and I think on that play, I mean, if that did not connect, and I think if Dawson had come off the sideline, only Shannon Dawson would have been cheering in the stadium, because I think we're all I mean, I love him, and he's automatic, but it's time to score touchdowns.
Yeah, we're over that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We kind of, it's the roundtable. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly, Vic Carucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about this, you know, this offense, and first of all, with Brandon Whedon. The fact that he did get that touchdown pass and recovered from that pick six, which Doug mentioned, I mean, that you start the game off on that note, it could be devastating to a more experienced guy, let alone, again, a guy with only 10 games. I thought he showed me something there, but the rest of the half, most of that second half was trouble. There were drives weren't being sustained, and the advantage to take advantage of all those turnovers wasn't happening offensively.
No, I mean, well, you know, the two touchdowns, they got the ball at the Pittsburgh 10 and at the Pittsburgh 31, I think, when they scored the touchdown. So they did it there. But you're right. I mean, they got the ball in pretty good field position a number of times. And Doug, you pointed out there was something there all day, and it was Gordon. Gordon was there all day. I mean, and when they got it to him, I mean, he, you know, run after the catch. I mean, he's that guy. And it seemed as though they didn't go to it enough, I think, because it was there.
Well, he was the most targeted guy, but the connections weren't there. But, I mean, I think we're seeing him run different routes now. We're seeing him get more involved. You know, the kid didn't play football last year. He's got a lot to learn.
They're still figuring him out.
Yeah,
they're still figuring out what's the best way to use him. Is that size, that the slant you're talking about, Jimmy, where he broke a couple tackles, was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now, and back to Whedon, he is a little, you know, it's a little mystifying. He throws 3 or 4 bad balls in a row, then he throws one that kind of takes your breath away. So, you know, again, rookie quarterback.
And they're still trying to figure themselves out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd still say as a group, you know, I think the identity of the team itself is clear. It's a defensive stamped team, but when we look at the offensive side of the ball and what do they want to be and what are they going to do, we know it's a throw first attack in many regards, but you also have to have days like that where you run the ball as much as you can and trust the fact that eventually you'll get something like Trent Richardson popping 15 yards for a touchdown.
Against the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, against the Steelers. You're right. I mean, very impressive that he did that. The other thing that Richardson gave them, two quick points about him. I thought he ran much more direct yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing was that, you know, on first down, when they ran, he gave them a lot on first down. Their problem yesterday was second and three and, you know, the old third and two things. I mean, they had some problems there. But he was giving them 5 and 7 and 8 yards on first down. And I thought that, I mean, mission accomplished there. The other thing is I thought he took one for the team at the end of the game when they were trying to grind that clock out because there were 11 Steelers up on the line of scrimmage. There was no way he was going to be able to blast through that thing.
He was like a pinata.
I mean, he really was. But, I mean, he didn't tap his helmet and say, hey, it would be good for Obanaya to come in now. I mean, you know, I thought he did a great job.
Doug, when we think about what victories mean, what games mean, I want to kind of connect this, especially with the previous week's game against Dallas and going to overtime there. Coming out of that, crushing disappointment, but I think a sense that they could go toe-to-toe, they could play with an opponent like that on the road and feel that they can be in that and a lot of other games they've been in. We've had the same discussion about the Ravens. And then yesterday validates, I think, what they've been believing about themselves. When you talk with these guys, young and old, the confidence level in this team for a 3-8 team is kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like any football player, I think you go out there, you believe you're going to win every game, and I think they believe it. But the numbers don't justify, you know, what they believe. In as much as there's probably been 4 or 5 that they could have had. But, you know, that's a young football team. And, you know, getting back to Whedon, you know, I think the first time you played a Steelers defense, you learn a lot. I mean, because that's a totally different defense than you normally
sure.
play. Because the way they bring the pressures from one side and, you know, the different stunts that they run, it was a good learning curve for Brandon Whedon yesterday. And, you know, we're going to find out how much he learned when we go back over there at the end of the year.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have those issues. I didn't know necessarily about a pick six, but I thought it would be difficult. Tom, special teams, let's not forget them on a day when, you know, you needed – on a day when you were making all kinds of big plays defensively, the special teams, the coverage and so forth, did not let the Steelers get anything cheap there.
Coverage was great, and I thought Reggie Hodges did a nice job
yeah.
too. I mean, I'm sure people would prefer some of those kicks being a little bit deeper than maybe the 15 or 17-yard line, whatever. But, you know, very efficient. And, you yeah. know, we haven't seen that out of him all year. And it was a day of field position. You know, you got to swing the field. And I thought the Browns, especially in the second half, started to win that battle. And that's all for the special teams.
The other thing on that, Tom, I mean, there is, you know, and it's going to take time. I mean, it's therapy for all of us. But there's a number going through your head late in the game. 21-20, you're saying.
Yeah.
People are
yeah,
saying,
okay,
you know,
yeah.
Steelers are going to get them 21-20 until Hodges hit that punt and put them out at the three. I thought that was a big yeah. part of the game.
I know it'd be easy for all of us to just pile on the game balls for the entire defensive squad, but let's be a little more specific. I'll start with you, Jim, on game balls.
Dick Geron. I thought mm-hmm. Dick Geron did an amazing job, you know, putting that thing together, and I think he's done an amazing job all year long. So I'll give him one.
I agree with you. I mean, but you know, the whole group played well. Which guy, you know, played better than the other guy? They played as a team. So
yeah,
you're right. But I like the Geron pick. You got another one?
I'm not going to. I want to single a couple guys out. I thought T.J. Ward.
Yes.
You know, for a guy who has come under the scrutiny of being some bad boy on some of these hits, you know, came up and laid the wood a few times, and I thought that was really impactful.
I'm going to go with Phil Taylor. I just think the return of Ataba Rubin's been big, but I think Phil Taylor has grown up a lot in 1 year in terms of, and it's not just his you're smiling at me.
It's little Phil Taylor, because I saw his dad after the game. He is bigger than Phil.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
All I know is I stand next to the guy and I can't see the sun.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I do think that Sheard is a very happy guy guys are back in the middle of that defense.
It's a
sea
change.
He's been a different player.
And you get the feeling that Billy Wynn's going to score a touchdown at some point, isn't he?
He
seems to have a nose
for the
ball.
He's lobbying to be switched to safety, by the way. Okay. Guys, thank you. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers. It's the Roundtable. Vic Carucci, much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.